Good afternoon and welcome to Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host and today's guest, Mr. T.R. Kelly, and we are discussing the transformation of our nation state. And we play wonderful patriotic music that I'm hoping that many of you who are listening identify with. And as I ponder the words of the songs where they're applicable to the music, I am astonished that I find myself discussing the transformation or even the death and decline of my country. But so it is today. I'll just pick up a couple of current things and then we'll return to our in-depth discussion and the facilitating of the demise of this nation as once we founded it and how the changes will impact all of us. Just maybe you're aware that each year the National Council of La Raza holds a convention in Chicago. And they promote their activities, the aid to the illegal aliens who are flaunting U.S. law, instruction, and all of those things that make that a strong organization. This year, McDonald's agreed to be the title sponsor of the event. Does it make you feel any different about McDonald's? Remember that in 1965, we've talked about that as a very important year to remember because what occurred and the legislation that came to pass in regard to immigration and entry into this nation. And we will enlarge upon that so we will all know better about that. But it is also interesting to contemplate that the Ford Foundation was created in the late 60s as well. And the Ford Foundation's largest recipient was the Hispanic civic action groups. And one of them was an initial $2.2 million grant to facilitate MALDEF. And, of course, we know now of MALDEF and their many activities, very, very promising, and they intervene in legal situations all across the country. One of their most recent was having to do with lunches being brought to a packing plant, and they wanted the lunches to be able to be brought from home. And before, everybody was concerned about the sanitary conditions of doing something like that. But they've recently won the fact that the people who bring their lunches are going to be allowed to do that. And also, we have to remember, in a way, because of the tax-exempt foundations, here again, that marvelous little way to go and formula to use, have the folks pay for their own demise. We help fund by the tax-exempt status of these foundations to do these wonderful things for us. So while we have the 1965 new kind of legislation, then we have the emergence of the Ford Foundation, and they made to make sure that the ethnic identities of the newly entered and arrived legal or illegal immigrant would be their concern, strengthening the ethnic identity of those people entering into this nation.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cardivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cardivite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cardivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Welcome back, and we invite you, the listener out there, if you would like to join with this discussion. We've sort of laid a foundation. We've got lots more information to cover, but 800-313-9443 will access the program. We appreciate your involvement. That's once again 800-313-9443. Once again, if it weren't for activities of the Ford Foundation and activities like unto it's in this community organizing among the Latino population, their commitment to all of their needs to reaffirm and strengthen their ethnic identity, it's possible that we would not have some of the chaos that we have today. The foundation deliberately set out to give political empowerment, and they had the power with concentrated grants of a large amount of money. So strengthening the ethnic identity is moved over to various factions, and the country at large has no one nurturing really the national identity of the Caucasian America. Back to you, T.R. Kelly.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's one of the things, was to create demographically groups who reach a critical size under a policy imposed on us which totally contradicts our whole history and our identity and the way we built it and maintained it. It would automatically create that conflict, and then out of that conflict, they make new policy. And then establishing a discriminatory grievance grudge situation which needs to be addressed by new policies, appointing a Supreme Court justice, because now we have 13-14% of the country is under the Hispanic umbrella or rubric. And, of course, many of those, there's real fissures and fractures there, too. But if it happens to be a perceived total group interest, then they will probably come together and pursue that and support and put pressure on the authorities to, you know, act on that. We have that. That's deliberately created. We didn't ask for this, and it naturally would create a conflict because we had a previous total powerful identity in history for 400 years here, and according to geneticists, up to 45,000 years of existence on the continent of Europe. And I think, wow, you know, you have a pretty good sense of who and what you are, and you're going to try to maintain that, hopefully in a legitimate way. You're not just gratuitously seeking out someone to hammer on or ill-treat. But when you're defending yourself in probably a legitimate creation under the laws and policies of the 18th, 19th, and 20th centuries, then you're called racist and supremacist. There is some skullduggery afoot, I think.
The original bill in the House and Senate in 1965, wasn't the chief sponsor Senator Ted Kennedy?
He was in there. There were several chief sponsors. Senator Eugene McCarthy was a chief sponsor, Senator Philip Hart. And I think, like McCarthy said, they snookered him now. Senator Ted Kennedy was not the sharpest tack in the box at that time, especially. And I don't know how deep-rooted. I think he has an Irish tribalism, which came out later, although it didn't come out with South Boston. When he tried to make a speech there advocating a position they didn't want to hear about, they threw rotten fruit at him, which probably I wish they'd have followed up sometimes personally. But I think he was snookered. I think Bill Hart was snookered. He was a good man, a decent man, an intelligent man. But I think they snookered them all. The end justified the means. They knew that it was enormous lying and deception. They played the guilt strings, the shame strings. They shut out. None of us had any say-so or input. Now, how can any major policy be legal when the great majority had no input, no representation, nothing involving it, and will have a destructive impact and effect on you in your future? How could that be legal, in my view?
What did they do with the ratios? Do you know more about that? I don't. What did they do with the opening of the floodgates, so to speak? But did they just totally wipe out that had happened before and create a whole new structure?
Well, they're trying to. One way through what they called, I think Newsweek alluded to it one time in the Washington Post. They didn't expound on it. But I think it was called induced historical amnesia, and I would add deracination. In the Oxford dictionary, under deracination, it says ripped out by the roots, destroyed, and also that people who suffer from deracination will not fight back and defend themselves and their interests and their identity. They don't do it. You're just emasculated and castrated, virtually. And I think we can understand and see that now. And then induced historical amnesia, begin rewriting your past or not even talking about it. Now, many people, like World War II, might as well have happened in the 8th century, you know, now. Look how long it took to get that beautiful memorial they have for them now. Look how long it took. And look at the thing for Franklin Roosevelt, where people always agree to disagree with him. He was president. He was elected for a total of 16 years in the most trying times. And whether you're Republican or Democrat or whatever, you have to, you know, really, to me, give him a lot of credit. It was an astonishing performance, especially when he was sick. You know, at the end, especially, it showed he must have been somewhat early on. Operating on him. But And then you try to destroy, look at your holidays. President's Day. President of what? General Motors? You know? What, president of what? And other holidays. Columbus Day is attacked continually. It's been demoted. You know, its currency has been devalued. Even the 4th of July is not what it was, once was. Now, the national celebration in Washington, D.C. is still, you know, quite an event. But I asked people, do you ever hear the Founding Fathers ever mentioned? And I thought, in my warped little mind, I thought, you know, if you start mentioning them, it also tells you this country had a real identity and what it was. It wasn't just erected on a set of beliefs and a lottery immigration system. And I don't think, and how many people today from all the third world countries and far different racial groups and different past and identity systems and symbols and culture and memorials themselves and holidays that they venerate are going to be emotionally attached to any of those things as we knew them. Now, they may rip out the words used to describe them and talk about them, take out the original emotional and cultural and experiential meaning, and then put something else in, and then go along pretending like nothing has changed. But I don't think people down deep will buy that one. It's like in California, where they were going to put up that statue of the Union General, which was very pivotal in the founding of San Jose, and they put up a statue of Quetzalcoatl, a Aztec god of some kind, who looks like a Caucasian anyway. I thought that was ironic. But they put that up in its place. So that is the part of invasion and conquest. Start replacing symbols, changing holidays, changing defining moments, or erasing them or ignoring them or not talking about them anymore. Like you were saying, just erase the whole previous country. And they don't have to do it totally. All you can do is neutralize it, or call it into legal and moral question, as they say.
The other thing is the percentage, going back to the fact that it maybe doesn't need to be this overpowering majority, that this constant demand or rallying and all that. We're going to have a new governor here in Utah, and the rumor now is out that maybe he's going to appoint a very vocal, demanding Hispanic person that's worked in government groupings and so forth. He's going to turn to him for advice, okay, and maybe elevate him. And how does that make everybody feel? If you go up to the Capitol and ask for a copy of all of the organizations that will be helping these different groups and different little divisions of all the needs of the Hispanic community, you can come back with about a 4-page collection of these different titles of these different taxpayer-funded organizations.
Well, they've been taught by the best. They've been taught by people with enormous experience in living in many countries and continents and trying to create the environment they want within those countries. Coming in usually, and of course you're going to come into conflict with the host nation of the state that you're in when you try to do that. And then, of course, then you accuse the host nation of being anti-this and anti-that and everything else. So they have learned from that entity possesses an enormous intellectual class, the dominant intellectual class, especially in the verbal sciences, as they call them, that shape public opinion, consciousness, which interpret things, which create feelings of guilt and shame, or all of this stuff. Arrogate the moral high ground, you name it, and know how to use especially the United States, non-democratic power leverage.
We'll go to break here. We'll be right back. We're in transformation.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt-free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 debt relief secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Welcome back to Born on the 4th of July. I believe this is one of the most important issues to understand. And there is action that could be taken, though we don't seem to succeed very well as a nation. Just a couple of items here so you feel really comfortable about what goes on. The date of this is 6/1/09, and this is a report from the National Association of Former Border Patrol Officers, and they're quoting from Mexico City, 6/1/09, as I said. The Bank of Mexico reported that individual monetary remittances into Mexico, think about that, we're happy to report all these remittances coming into Mexico as if it's a given and it's what we rely on. Practically all from the United States. This is from a paper in Mexico City, Economista. Okay. So they're talking about this. Practically all from the United States reached $1.779 billion for last month. A drop from the $2.188 billion recorded in the same period last year. The total for the last 4 months of the year for remittances into Mexico only is $7.255 billion. These funds are the second largest source of foreign currency for Mexico after petroleum exports. One other comment from this is that El Universal, Mexico City, 6109, 23 Mexican congressmen will take part in the next Mexico-U.S. interparliamentary reunion in Seattle, Washington, from June 5 to June 7th. The chairman of the Chamber of Deputies, their House of Representatives, Committee on Population, Borders, and Migratory Issues, said there is confidence that they will progress from rhetoric to concrete accords. And the article's headline reads, Mexican legislators will promote migratory reform in the United States. Seems to me that the game is only played one way.
Well, yes, it's people, and I think you can trace it. I'm not sure. People can assess it what they want to. And in fact, people out there listening, I hope none of them are having an attack of apoplexy. If they have different views, and that's fine. They should be confident in their views and relax, as I feel that I am basically now, and don't feel threatened by what I'm going to say. Just assess it. Like I try to keep somewhat, hopefully, an open mind as much as possible, a disciplined open mind, and assess other points of view and things that I hear and information that may cause me to say, wait, let me reassess this, or it confirms what I think and believe. But anyway, Marxism, people always, we always hear that the economic part. The one major goal was the destruction of the class system. And that meant the destruction of the nation-state system in Europe, primarily Europe, and of course, and that's what's happening to us. And part of that is whoever's on the outside and wants to come into your nation-state has a supreme right to come in over your right to keep them out, to exercising the sovereignty of your nation and state. Now, how's that for a real flim-flam agenda? And we hear Cardinal Roger Mahoney of Los Angeles, when he was an archbishop, stated that as the Catholic Church position of people coming from the South, if they feel politically and economically in dire straits, that their right to come into the United States because of that, and they determine it, of course. They determine that they are. And naturally, we know how that would work out. We watch it. We see it. They have a greater right to come in. So the Catholic Church, in effect, supports their natural constituency, the LDS Church. Now, you talk about Governor Herbert. What about Chris Cannon? And what about Attorney General Mark Sherlock? In my opinion, they openly support the interest of the Hispanic community and the illegal or undocumented, as they call it, activity. And I don't know, I think in their missions, I think they went on missions to Central American countries, as I understand, and they develop a greater rapport and emotional connection with them than they do with the Euro-Caucasian nation, which gave them birth and their positions and the opportunities and the education to hold these positions within this country, in my view. And it seems like you can go step by step by step from the Marxian view. I think liberalism they talk about to me would maybe be called a Marxian liberalism, which is very different from the liberalism that's attached to Thomas Jefferson or James Madison or those people. Or Franklin Roosevelt, we might say, or whomever else, that it's normally attached to. It's very different because that one, at least to the point that they occupied the presidency, indicated a loyalty and allegiance to a nation and nation state and the Euro-Caucasian nation state. They had an allegiance to that. The other thing, there's no allegiance whatsoever. In fact, it's obviously an assault and attack.
We'll go to break here. Where is your allegiance? We better figure it out, right?
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the heirloom garden seed time capsule and heirloom seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
An important part of healing in youth involves your body's ability to create proteins at a rate faster than your body is breaking down. The process of creating proteins is orchestrated by amino acids and repair proteins, both of which become deficient in the typical person's body the older they get, so that by age 40, the rate of repair has declined enough that the effects are very noticeable to most people. Chrysalis is a liquid spray nutritional supplement that supplies the body an essential repair protein. By taking Chrysalis, you can potentially improve your overall rate of repair. This product is reported to have a profound track record of success. People frequently report deeper sleep, more energy, better mood, aches and pains going away, loss of body fat, gray hair reversing, vision improvement, and much more. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Go to learnthesecrets2youth.com. That's learnthesecrets2youth.com or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Thank you once again for listening to Born on the 4th of July. We have Keith in Indiana calling in. Good afternoon, Keith. You're on with T.R. Kelly.
Yes, listening to the conversation with interest. I think the roots of our problem go much deeper and go back further in history. And we have to go back and look at Karl Marx, you know, Moses, Mordecai, Levi. Some genealogies show him also as a Rothschild spawn. And also the formation of the word and the concept of anti-Semitism. Meaningless term. I always ask people, well, what do you mean? You know, a descendant of Shem, a Shemite? Are they of Lud? Are they of Arphaxad? Are they of Asher, an Assyrian? You know, which branch of Shem do they claim to be from? Anyway, what I was going to say is, if you really look at our presidents, and Franklin Delano Roosevelt, whose ancestry goes back to Dutch Jews, people who call themselves Jews, that is, but the real president was Bernard Baruch, just like Wilson. That was Edward Mandel House, also an Ashkenazi Jew. See, in the 1880s, hundreds and thousands and then a couple hundred thousand poured in from Eastern Europe. They were descendants of the Ashkenazi Jews. From the Khazarian Empire. They are not Caucasian, though they do have white skin, but they don't blush red. It's true Adamite, or true Caucasian people do. Now, you look at the other things, too, because behind every gun control act and immigration, it's always the people who claim to be Jews, but are really a Turkish-Mongol race. See, they're not true Israel, as the founding fathers were in this country. When the population was 3 million after the American Revolution, there was only about 25,000 professing Catholics, and there was only a couple hundred of these so-called self-styled Jews. But, of course, they had front men. Hamilton was one of them. J.P. Morgan was one of them. Almost every major project, railroads, was all funded from Rothschild Empire, the money power in London, England. They had a financial hold on this country really from the beginning. And they got two central banks until Jackson got rid of it for a while. It was reestablished under Lincoln really effectively. And then they finally got the permanent one in the Federal Reserve in 1913. Now, this immigration that went on was from the 1880s. It stopped briefly at World War I. Of course, there was Wilson again saying we won't go to that war. But behind the scenes was Untermeyer, Morgenthau, and they negotiated with England. And they said, we'll deliver America into the war effort if you give us Palestine. It was the Balfour Declaration. They had to have a kingdom of their own, just like in Revelation 17. These kings of the earth who were really the merchants, because they had greater power than the kings. And they destroyed Christianity. They boast about it in their protocols. They did it with Darwin, Nietzsche, and Marx. They had already established dispensational theology throughout the 1800s. That's why when all these the Zuhr strangers invaded our country in the 1880s, and by the 1930s under Rosenfeld, they were stepping into high-level positions in the government. They were just put into place. Our State Department's been totally communist since the 1930s. So, you know, this immigration, all they're doing is using mongrel races like the Mexicans to destroy the white race. That's what they're doing. They were all set up to do it from the 1800s. So our problems, you know, go deeper in time, deeper in theological problems.
Very interesting input. T.R. Kelly, would you like to respond or dialogue with
Keith? Oh, no, I'm glad that he called in and offered perspectives and views, and he's trying to analyze and put things
in one other thing too.
Different context.
The name Caucasian. See, if we knew of our history, I mean, they talk about the lost 10 tribes of Israel, but 600 years before Christ came, Jeremiah gave a prophecy that the new covenant would be made with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. Well, you don't make a new covenant with a people who are lost in history. See, I mean, they have to still be there. After the last great Roman-Parthian war, which had been on for about four centuries, Rome battled Parthia, and neither one was ever victorious. You don't hear anything about Parthian history, just Rome ruled the world, you know. That would be like going forward 2,000 years in history and saying the United States ruled the world, not mentioning the Soviet Union or anything. So, but there was a vast migration to the Caucasus Mountains into Europe, of the white Caucasian Israelite race. And there had been a vast migration nine centuries before that, after the Assyrian captivity. People called Scythians by the Greek. And they were called Sakai by the Persians. That's where the name Saxon came from, which is still based on Isaacson. There were Lombards and Suevi and Jutes, still bearing the name of Judah. So, you know, our whole history is so distorted. You know, there were 1,000-ton sailing ships traversing the Atlantic Ocean before the days of Solomon 3,000 years ago, according to Herodotus, the great Greek historian. Many of the tribes east of the Mississippi even have Israelite stock, like the Cherokee, blonde hair and blue eyes. We're the only family on the earth that has blonde hair and blue eyes. Not that every Israelite has to have blonde hair and blue eyes. Solomon's hair was black as coal. I'm just saying that the dispersions of Israel are so great, even the Greeks were of Danai stock. They called themselves Danai, in the tribe of Dan. And the Romans, you know, were extensions of Greek, and the Trojan civilization was from the Zara branch, who left Egypt before the Exodus. So we're talking about a huge white population in the Middle East, and then we have this modern church that teaches, you know, Abraham was a Jew, and Moses was a Jew, and Moses was a Levite. There was no Judea. Moses died before they entered into the promised land of Canaan. See, we've got everything at the foundation is just turned upside down. And I believe that's why we're being judged.
Keith, tell us how come you have studied the information that you have so nicely presented here and your perspective. How come you are into all of this? How do you know this? Are you a teacher or what?
Well, I try to teach what I've learned and can prove, and I do that by doctrine, by teaching the law, but there aren't very many people interested. But I'll give it a nutshell. I mean, I was a brainwashed American. You know, I went to the Episcopal Church as a kid, and I went to public school, and I watched television. I mean, I knew nothing in 1990. Then I got audited by the IRS. I started studying money. I got afraid. I saw what was happening. I saw this was too far gone to be saved. But every time I'd go to a Patriot meeting to learn more about the income taxes, everybody'd say, well, we got to get back into the law of God. And I'd go, well, what's the law of God? And nobody knew. So I looked up every term, you know, of law, like precepts, commandments, statutes, judgments, ordinances, and covenants. I started studying the Bible. There are Israelite churches. There's really only a handful of churches left there, even in the foundation of the faith, that it's all based on the promise that God made to Abraham. Genesis 17, verse 7. It's an everlasting covenant. And that's why, you know, when the church is off the foundations, you get so many different thousands, variations of doctrines and people that absolutely believe they're right, but can in no way prove what they believe. I just started studying the Bible and getting my concordance and looking up words and looking up and studying history.
Well, very, very interesting. Mr. Kelly, would you like to add or ask a question or anything like that?
Oh, no. No, I think he articulated his position, his research very well. And it's good that people are challenging or asking questions or putting things in different contexts to try to come up, at least in my view, come up with additional perspective or additional truth or information or questions.
So I appreciate T.R. Kelly in suggesting in conversation with me that his goal is to arouse interest and the will to question. And I appreciate your taking that perspective, Mr. Kelly. You know, we don't have a lot of help. I think, as Keith indicated, that he had to do it on his own to try to figure out some of these things that are happening. And it always seems to me that so much is empowered to do away with what we need to know, and they empower the wrong people, and always, you know, not for the good of the public, not for the good. And so we need to question. We need to question every day. And yet we note here that Obama's reversing an immigration decision, and this is Washington, D.C., June 3rd, 2009. The Obama administration has reversed a rule issued in the last days of the Bush administration that said that illegals facing deportation do not have the automatic right to an effective lawyer. So once again, the taxpayer is going to now be called upon to provide endless legal story on an issue that maybe could have been eased a little bit, and the cost, whatever, on deportation of an illegal, right? So that's now changed. And then you might want to be interested to know that Oakland, California is set to become the third U.S. city to issue identification cards to all of its residents, including illegals. And it was approved on Tuesday, and I think it indicates the other cities are San Francisco and New Haven, Connecticut. What on earth does that mean?
Well, to me, fortunately, I have one here called, skip around here a little bit. It was on the Romanian Orthodox Church. And when, to me now, I'll try to put this in a frame of reference or context, is if the Euro-Caucasian nation and our racial nationalism is being ripped away from the country we founded, what fallback position do we have to maintain those things? you know, those dynamics, those affective dynamics that constitute the basis of kinship in the extended family. The Orthodox Church is a system, but we don't have an Orthodox Church, unless you're Greek, you know, or Armenian Orthodox, things like that. But the rest of us do not have that. So somehow we're going to, we're going to have to regroup, reorganize, and reinvent our nation. We have a lot of building blocks to work with, but also it's been an enormous, daunting task, obviously. It's like rebuilding from scratch, in a sense. But we do have a lot to work with. That's the only way we can defend ourselves, because this book on the conquest of societies by other societies, number one, they try to give legitimacy to the invaders and conquerors and delegitimize the residents, the host nation that they're trying to displace. And then they try to make you, give you a low moral standing, if any moral standing at all, and they assume the high moral standing, which really helps justify their invasion and conquest. And then the demographic part, displacing you demographically, or severely challenging you demographically, where it throws you completely off balance and you become psychologically demoralized and do not function in an active, assertive way. And then if you can get the sanction and support of the governmental system and all the institutions, like the churches, the newspapers, the universities, then you're home free. And I would suggest it appears like a lot of those steps are either have been taken or are well advanced in the process of being taken. So how do you combat that? What kind of standing? We need standing and status that's recognized and respected. And we'll have to, I think, the grassroots, we'll have to do it, because I mentioned I'm not LDS myself, and I'm not really a Christian. I know this is a Christian country, and Utah is basically an LDS state. That 50 years ago, we'd have been speaking like we are now. That's not the case today. They are virtually siding, in my view. And the taste of the pudding's in the eating. They're siding with all of this, and then shutting down people from speaking out within the walls of those organizations. Like a friend used to say, if you go to a synagogue, you will hear politics all the time, which is fine. It's not illegal, not anything else. You hear it openly all the time. And for the group, especially, for the group mind view, I don't think you'll hear that in most, the LDS or Protestant. It's a, to me, it's still a form of Protestantism, to me, with an additional, substantial tweak, of course. But it's still basically that. And I don't think you'll hear that. I don't hear anybody talking about it openly and unreservedly and with passion and spontaneity. You don't hear it. So that makes it, again, extremely difficult. And then we're not probably 70 to 75% of the people, 70, 80% for the last 30 years have been concerned about immigration. Most of those would be called the Euro-Caucasian nation. And
I think the reluctance to speak out is a part of the conditioning.
Well, it is, yeah.
Not knowing, they don't know the story. They don't know that there was actual legislation that turned everything on its head and made something entirely different.
No. Well, let me give you seven principles of Kwanzaa. This is from B. Smith, Entertaining Cooking for Friends. It was in the Washington Post several years ago. One, umaja, unity, to strive for and maintain unity in the family, community, nation, and race. Well, that's fine. You know, sounds fine to me. And then they have another one called self-determination, to define ourselves, name ourselves, create for ourselves, speak for ourselves, instead of being defined, named, created for, and spoken for by others. Well, it seems like to me that we have lost the power of self-determination. We are being determined. They don't only determine themselves. They determine who we are, too, and what we can do and say. And then you have another one called UJIMA, U-J-I-M-A, build and maintain our community together, make our brothers and sisters' problems our problems. Cooperative economic to build and maintain our own stores, shops, and other businesses. Purpose, make our collective vocation to building and development of our community in order to restore our people to their traditional greatness. Kumumba, Kriyati, do always as much we can in the way we can to make our community more beautiful. Imani, faith, to believe with all our hearts in our people, our parents, our teachers, our leaders, and the righteousness and victory of our struggle. That's the seven principles of Kwanzaa. Fine, wonderful. If I can dare articulate, and I would anyway.
I can hear the music.
I'm 72 years old, I got nothing to lose.
I can hear the music. TR, I can hear the music coming, and if you'll just hold, we'll go to break, and then we have another call. We have Betty in Illinois, and we'll try to bring her on.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Special Roast Hemp Coffee from HempUSA.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, and in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring a unique flavor that makes this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from HempUSA.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608 and see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at HempUSA.org today.
With the reminder that sometimes small factions take over and you watch it happen and you sit right by and don't do anything. So with that reminder, we've had a good fleshing out of where we are and what we're doing today with our situation of illegal aliens in our nation. And we have this administration set to pose announcing their new policy on amnesty or attending to that issue with legislation coming up June 8th. You've been listening to T.R. Kelly in our Meet America series, and I'm always delighted with bringing just normal people across this nation on the air and sharing their perspectives. I want to thank him for coming on. We're going to go to Betty in Illinois. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. First of all, you had some very brilliant people on your calls. I really enjoy them. Mr. Kelly had mentioned that we're going to have to take this to a grassroots. We have several grassroots out here, but we all seem to be chasing in different circles. And I was just wondering if either of your gentlemen was aware or heard of the We the People Foundation.org. That is the group that is getting the Continental Congress of 2009 together. I wasn't sure if they were even in the area of thinking that this is being done, but there again, we have so many groups out here chasing so many different rainbows, and what we do need is to get behind this organization, because what they're doing is building this from the Constitution back to the original Constitution right on up. It's not that difficult what they're doing, but we just don't have the backing and the people interested enough to do it. And I was just wondering if they had even heard about it or were aware of it and didn't think it was going to happen, or what their thoughts were on that, Barbara Jean.
Thank you. Appreciate that. TR, any comment on that? It's my understanding that they plan a convention in November, Betty. Is that right? Maybe she's gone, dropped off.
Well, I have more power to them. I would encourage them to do anything that they can do, because it will energize them. And as they go along, they may find different perspectives and angles and ways of doing things once they really get down the path. And I can understand what she means, that there are far too many fragmented little groups. But my idea, when I've watched this now probably for 46, 7 years. I thought of this 46, 7 years ago, but I thought it was too outrageous that it would never happen. You know, that our representatives would take care of us, and everybody else throws out the same thing. I thought, well, who am I to come up with this? But is to try to recreate our actual nation across the board as much as possible, and almost to have something like the Jewish community has, and having a transnational diaspora structure within our own country. Now, that sounds a little unsure, a little, boy, that's outrageous. What, where did that come from? But we are, in effect, aliens, at least people that think like I do or grew up in the country that I did. If we stand and say, wait a minute, I don't want to give all that up, we are literally aliens, in a sense, within our borders of our own country now. But together, and then it'll last. It will persist, because you'll have all those things that bound us together before. I think I'm 72, but I can remember I talked to other people, and they all had the same experience. Anywhere we live in the country, we were at home.
We were at home. I think that's a great statement, and we're sorry the time is almost over, and I want to thank you. And we were going to get into, if we had a little more time, I love your statement of opinion-shaping sector. We've got to be really alive and well, because a lot of this is pressure from what we see on television. Thank you so much for listening to Born on the 4th of July. Thank you, T.R. Kelly. We'll see
you
tomorrow.
Very much.
Tomorrow.
With recent internet